Studio 2A, Jazz Telephone. You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, locals only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I am here with Jazz Telephone. I'm really enjoying this. I love it. Now, who's going to introduce the band?
I'm going to introduce the band,
okay,
I guess.
Let's get maybe a little closer to the microphone. And
all right. Well, over here on saxophone, our mascot, Mr. Tidy Paws. Guitar is Naeem Amor. Drums is Andrew Kohlberg. Miscellaneous weirdity is Dimitri Manos. And I am Ryan Eggleston on bass.
I think, Dimitri, you must be having the most fun out of everyone. You just get to play with all the toys.
Living a dream.
Yeah. Living a dream. Unfortunately, Dimitri, we don't have a microphone for you. Okay, and you say that's all right, and okay, that's good, because you get to live in a dream. So you really don't have to speak into the microphone. No. So tell me how the group got together, and how long have you been together?
I don't know how long we've been together, Jeff.
I think since we started playing at Sky Bar.
I think that's how we formed, because we got that gig, right?
I think so, too, yeah. Maybe a little less than a year.
So we formed in one form or another at... For about a year.
Yeah. And there were a couple varying variations on the name for a while.
Yeah, it's always a different name.
It's always a different name?
Sure, more or less. I mean, that's just a little game we like to play.
We figured that you could put any word after jazz, and it sounds okay.
Yeah.
You
know, that's like true.
Jazz hospital, that's jazz true. Sweater, mm-hmm. anything, it sounds great.
So. Yeah, I like Jazz Telephone. I think that works.
Cool.
Good. Yeah. I think it works very, very well. Well, I feel privileged to be in this room because you're all stars. You're all rock stars in your own right, in this case, jazz stars.
Jazz accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me, okay, again, I know, and I think that the listener should know, because I'll tell you right now that if you don't know, everyone here, is really truly a rock star in their own right, and many have their own individual projects or in other bands. And my question is this: how does what you're doing right now with Jazz Telephone, how does it differ from other projects that you're in or your own individual music?
Well, for me, I guess I would just say that it's kind of like it's playtime. You know, I think everybody needs playtime, no matter what they do. So we just get together, and we like to play together. So there's no pressure, really. You know, it's not you're writing your, well, you know, it's just different. It's just for fun.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want because we really don't have to really write any songs if we don't want to. And we just play covers most of the time. Mm-hmm. And we just,
Except for tonight.
We're playing originals
so far.
Originals, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Actually, there's two songs. The first one was called...
That's called Know Your Pinnipeds.
Yep, and mm-hmm. it was written by Ryan here. Mm-hmm. And then and this last one, I wrote it, so...
What was the name of that last one?
Creole.
Creole. Yeah. That's great.
And we have many others, original, like...
Most of the titles of mine you can't say on the air.
That's
so
true.
I'm not even going to test the...
Well, what's cool is that when you have originals, then I can put them on a podcast and people can listen. They can go to kxci.org and click on Jazz Telephone, probably tomorrow or the next day, and you can listen to what we're doing again on kxci.org.
That's neat.
That Groovy. Is neat. Yeah.
Online telephone.
Online telephone. Oh, I do want to say that we're still in our our pledge drive. And Jeff and Kenneth and Donna called, and two more people called. A woman named Vicky. Vicky called.
Oh, no.
I think she was listening to be able to listen to you guys, and I bet you she's still listening.
That's cool.
Yeah.
VB.
VB. Exactly. VB called. Thank you so much, Vicky. And Liza. Liza called, and she is in a group called Faradine, and she pledged. So we did really, really good.
That's great.
Yeah. So if you want to call, 623-1000 is the phone number, and you can still call because Laurie Starr is still downstairs waiting patiently for your phone call, or impatiently, as the case may be. When's your next gig?
Next Tuesday at Sky Bar. We play, typically we play every second and fourth Tuesday there. So whatever the date of next Tuesday is, 8th, something. Well, this month there's 5 Tuesdays, so
maybe people should just go every Tuesday. They should just go every Tuesday, and half the time they'll catch you.
I'm always confused about it. But this coming, not tomorrow, next week from tomorrow, we'll be there from, I don't know, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Sky Bar.
But we'll play your weddings, too.
And funerals.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah, we're for hire.
Ribbon cuttings.
Weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs.
Yes.
Quinceañeras.
Yes. We do everything.
Everything. Okay. That's Dimitri. He's playing from his dream world. Yeah. I think we should go back into the music, play for, 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll chat a little bit more after that.
Sure. Okay.
Sounds good.
Let's do this.
Thanks a lot.
Thing. This will be a Mr. Tidy Paws composition.
Yeah, this is one that you can't say the name of, I don't think.
Filthy man. Thank you.
91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan here with Jazz Telephone. I'm loving it.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, let's bring, make sure you're close to a mic so we can hear you pretty well here, whoever wants to talk. I noticed a couple things when I was listening to you play, and I just, that drum kit is just gorgeous. Just that five-piece, very simple drum kit. Is that typical for jazz, or is this just what you like, Andrew? Or
This is what I have.
This is what you have. I love it.
That's about it.
And pretty colors, too. You get the shimmery, silvery white, and then the shimmery gold. Sounds good, too.
Okay.
So I noticed that. Now, I was reading in the National News something on the interweb.
Mm-mm.
They compared
different
types of music, different types of people listening to different types of music, and it turns out that people that are jazz aficionados have 30% more sex. And I wanted to hear your comment about
that. Pretty weird. I don't know, because Jeff's the only jazz aficionado, I think, in the room. So, Jeff, what do you think about that?
I there aren't very many people around who like jazz that I've found, and... So
they all sleep with each other a lot?
Not very many people are having sex, I guess. I don't know.
Small community.
You know?
Does that say anything about jazz musicians?
I don't know.
No?
I would know about
that. At least
not,
one of you has a new young one. At least one of you has a brand new, you know, fairly new baby around.
I don't see what it has to do with jazz and sex.
Because the stork brought yours.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what that means, I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, the stork?
Yeah,
I know what a stork is.
That's that thing that brings babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we still, that will just have to remain a mystery then.
Yeah, we're not really jazz musicians, so we're faking it.
Jazz sex?
No. We've played jazz sex.
It sure sounds jazz-like.
Yeah, well, we're
it's jazzy.
Good, then it's working.
Yeah,
you're buying it.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
I would have said like Christian, I bet that hip hop was the.
Oh, yeah,
you
think that?
You think
the hip hop listeners are having more sex? According
maybe they're just bragging about
this
it. It means
survey
really
that
not.
Was done. Again, I read it on the interweb. It must be true that it was the jazz listeners, not the hip hop listeners.
Oh, you said the listeners, yeah, not the players.
Not the players.
Because the players, I really don't think so. I mean, like
you don't think so, but you are the one that we know. We know.
We know. He had sex once.
The last jazz musician was like had a lot of sex. That's probably Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday.
So? After that's it. All nerds. Right.
Well, that's
what about the trumpet player fell out the window?
Oh, Chet Baker.
Yeah, I bet you he did.
He fell out the window
at least once. He did fall out of a window. Yeah.
While he was playing jazz.
Doubt.
No, he was climbing.
Shooting up.
There's a big question about that.
There is a big question about that.
Okay.
So some people think
he got
that
defenestrated.
Do you have time for me to tell the story?
Of course I do.
Well, some people think that he fell out of a window. And it was very sad. I don't mean it to be funny or anything, but some people think he was practicing his horn and he was trying to think of the bridge to Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And he couldn't figure it out. It drove him crazy and he just jumped out the window. And as he was laying there dying, the ambulance came up and the ambulance is going, bah, 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 bah. He goes, darn, that's it.
That's it. The bridge. Anyway. Maybe he was looking for the bridge.
That's a joke.
I wanted to thank someone. Susan from New Britain, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's my mother.
Yes.
Hello, Maza.
Thank you so much, Susan. We really appreciate
I can't
it.
I believe you're still awake. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Is it snowy?
Probably is snowy, yes. Is it snowy?
We're listening.
Oh, this thing doesn't work both ways.
Yeah, we're listening to the mic to see if we could hear you, Susan, hear your answer. Whew. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. And we have about little over 15 minutes left. And I think you have a lot of music.
Well, yeah, we've got you know, a lot of
what else do we have here?
Traditionals and stuff. What were we talking about? I mean, we could do
the Velpler.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course. And we should pick another one while we're standing here talking about it.
Okay.
You want to do one of our standards or something?
All right.
I don't know what, though. I think we're out.
Okay, live in Studio 2A.
What?
Jazz Telephone.
No.
You can catch them on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays of every month at Sky Bar. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only.
We'll do a call for all
they are having a conference right now trying to figure out what they're going to be playing next.
Oh, shit.
Jazz
Actually, I know
Telephone.
It, so I don't need the thing.
And thank you so much, Susan, for listening and for pledging.
Call for All Demons.
And we're still during our pledge drive.
We're going to play two more tunes.
623-1000.
Let's do Welpler. We'll do this Naima Moore composition. Thank you.
This is 91.3 KXI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan here in Studio 2A with Jazz Telephone.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Thank you, Dan, for having us.
Yeah. You're playing every second and fourth Tuesday, right?
At the Sky Bar, yes. Yeah. So we'll be there a week from Tuesday. Usually starts around 7:30, depending on, sometimes there's a spelling bee there before we start. So sometimes we don't start till 8 or so.
And
so
how
always a surprise.
People find out more about you. Are you? Do you have any presence on the interweb?
I don't think so.
No, none at all.
Really underground.
Underground, jazz underground.
Well, right. Jazz musicians, you know, are very busy. And
very busy doing other things, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any recordings?
No.
Now you do.
Now we do, all right. Yeah.
This is a
burn
recording.
Me a copy, man. I'll sell them on the street.
Well, we will burn you a copy.
Pay my gas bill.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Right now we're going to go over to the broadcast booth, and thank you so much for coming in, Jazz Telephone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.